Hey, dialed in listeners, it's Bethany here. Did you know that Shift is back? What is Shift? Shift is a 7-day mini course all done inside of an exclusive Facebook group where I come on and give you concrete teachings and strategies with tools that you can implement immediately to help you make shifts in your life. Do you have any area of your life where you feel stuck? You have any area where you're like, ooh, this doesn't feel good, or I need to put up some boundaries here, or I'm not sure how to protect myself against people that suck my energy, or maybe you just have this inkling that life could be different, that you could be happier, that maybe you could feel more gratitude. So here's the deal. Shift starts September 27th. It goes for 7 days. Every day I come on and do a teaching inside of a Facebook group. I'll also pop on and answer questions that you have along the way via live videos. I'll also answer your questions through comments on your posts inside the group. Shift Intensive is for women only, and it helps you be authentically you, develop unwavering confidence. It helps you to stop playing small and become aware of solutions that are all around you and opportunities that you just can't see right now because you're used to living in your current patterns. Don't you think it's time to step into your greatness, harness your power, and create a life that you love? Really, let's get dialed in so you can live that big life. Interested? Go to biglife.resources.com/shift. Whew, that was hard to say. biglife.resources.com/shift. I did it again. biglife.resources.com/shift. How's that? Third time's a charm, ladies. Third time's a charm. All right. The details are all inside at this website. And the coolest thing is it's only $47, a one-time $47 investment, and it gives you ongoing access. You miss the replays, no problem. They're all there for you. Plus, you get connected with an amazing group of like-minded women in a safe space where you can be real and grow and shift into your next level. All right, enjoy the episode. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in. Hey, it's Bethany. Welcome to another episode. So I am just going to talk with you for a few minutes about how to stop being available for people that suck your energy, or some people call them energy vampires. And there's two simple ways. It's like a two-step process I'm going to give you right here, right now, that you can begin to take back your energy, begin to really have energetic control and guard your energy, because energy is our power, you guys. Energy is where it's at. If you're giving your energy and your attention and your focus away to things that suck the life out of you, then you can never live big. You can never be dialed into who you are. Okay? So here we go. This is what prompted it. Today on my Facebook page, which if you don't follow me on Facebook, at Speaker Bethany is my business page. You can find me there. I put a quote out about how we have to stop allowing people to suck our energy, stop allowing people to steal our energy. And I also put another quote out about how no one gets to the end of their life and says, I'm so glad that I lived my life doing what I thought everyone else around me wanted me to do, which is also very energy sucking, energy draining. Okay, so here we go. Two ways. First of all, two ways to stop being available for energy vampires. Number one, pay attention to what is light and heavy for you. many times, especially as women, if we're people pleasing, we are surrounded by people that use us and will suck our energy, and we don't even realize we're doing it. We're just so used to trying to make everyone else happy that we don't realize how much of our energy we're giving away. So you've got to pay attention. Here's a really easy way to do that. The light and heavy method. Okay. Now this isn't mine. I actually learned light and heavy and those words I heard Kyle Cease talk about it several years ago. I love Kyle Cease. If you don't follow him, it's Kyle Cease. He's amazing. Anyway, light and heavy. You can make a light and heavy list for any area of your life. Whether like it's your spirituality, your health, your financial status, your primary relationships, any area you can apply this light and heavy to, even to your stuff. I mean, seriously, when Tom and I downsized our house, we did light and heavy to every article of clothing, but when we were choosing what to keep and what to get rid of, and everything we owned, we did light and heavy to, because it helped us determine what energetically was a match for us and what wasn't. You do the same thing as in your relationships. I'm sure right now you can think of two or three people in your life that are so light to you that you feel like you're a better person just because you've been around them. That's what you want more of. You guys, that's you being guided. Guided, if your belief system is God, I would say you're being guided by God, by universe, by source, whatever it is that you call that power inside of you. You're being guided. You've got to listen to those energetic hits when it's light or when it's heavy, okay? So first of all, paying attention. You can't stop it unless you notice it, okay? Now, I'm sure also that you can probably think of people in your life that when you talk with them, you feel yucky and you maybe haven't been able to put a finger on it. But more than likely, it's because you spend time talking about other people when you're talking with them. Maybe you spend time judging others. Maybe you spend time talking about things that you have no control over. As I have grown in my own awareness journey, I find that I rarely am talking about other people. That I may talk about a circumstance that happened, but I'm not talking and judging other people because that's not where I want to put my energy. And the truth of it is, you guys, I used to spend a ton of time in comparison and judging other people and pure gossip. You know why? Because I was seeking my worth outside of myself. And on some level, I thought that if I could just find the faults in everybody else, maybe I wouldn't feel so bad about me. Now, obviously, I didn't realize I was doing that at the time. I mean, if I would have known, I wouldn't have done it, right? And more than likely, these people that are heavy for you, these energy vampires, these people that are like toxic for you, they don't realize that's what they're doing. They don't know. It's just a mode, a mode of operation. It's a way they've always behaved. It's probably a way their parents behaved. It's what was modeled for them. All right, I'm going to take a drink quick. Sorry about that. All right. So paying attention, noticing what is light and heavy for you. And then secondly, have some boundaries. Ladies, it's time to have some boundaries. Gentlemen, it's time to have some boundaries. Boundaries are love. Love for yourself, okay? It doesn't mean you're rude about it, but have some boundaries. You don't have to attend every conversation you're invited to, and you don't have to spend time being offended by everything that people write on social media. Being offended is a choice. It's a choice. Taking part of conversations that don't serve you, it's a choice. Hanging around people that suck your energy, it's a choice. Stop answering the phone calls. Stop returning the texts. Say no to spending time with people that suck your energy. On social media, Facebook has this amazing feature called unfollow. unfollow those people that are posting things that are triggers for you or that make you feel yucky, okay? Protect your energy. Listen, you will never be able to be, do, and have that big life that you're seeking. You will never be able to be dialed in to who you are and express that freely if your energy is being taken. If you're freely handing over your energy to people that suck the life out of you, you don't have enough energy left to do all the things that are on your heart. You are here at this time, at this place, listening to this podcast for a specific reason. I don't believe in happenstance. I don't believe in chance. There's a reason that you're here right now with me. And you've got to stop being available for energy vampires and start protecting your energy. It's not selfish. It's love. And may I remind you, love is the highest vibration. It's the highest frequency. And you can't give what you don't have. It's time to start loving yourself. And a perfect way to start is figuring out what's light and heavy and start running full on towards the light and shedding the heavy. It's time. And you are worth it. And yes, this may be your mother. And yes, it may be your sister. It may even be your best friend. But as you grow and as you lean into who you're made to be and as you become more light than heavy, the people that aren't on that journey with you will fall away, and it is okay. There's freedom in that. You know what it opens you up to? More people that are your tribe, more people who have that same vibe, more people that are on the same kind of journey. Don't be afraid of letting go. Be afraid of never fully experiencing you. Step into it. It's time. It's time to guard your energy. It's time to have those boundaries. You are worth it. Being the full expression of you, your best self, is worth it. You're worth it. You're worthy of this big life that's in your heart. You're worthy of being 100% you. No capes, no masks. Stop pretending. Stop people pleasing. Stop living a life that is made up of what you think everybody else wants you to do. It's time to be you. 100% unapologetically you. All right. Connect with me. I love to keep you encouraged, keep giving you tips, and keep you moving towards the light in your life. Connect with me. Go to BethanyClem.com, sign up to get my resource guide, and you'll also be put on my mailing list for Truth Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, I drop nuggets of truth. I drop a message to you that is supportive, encouraging, and full of tips and all kinds of things to help you move forward. It's time. It's time. Get after it. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.